On today's show, by 2030, a quarter of all miles driven in the U.S. could be in autonomous cars. Cadillac brings hands-free driving to the CT6, and Jeep celebrates 25 years of Grand Cherokee. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Autonomy could be the most transformative technology to hit the automotive industry in 100 years. And according to a new study, that shift isn't too far down the line. Researchers from the Boston Consulting Group say that by 2030, a quarter of all miles driven in the U.S., up to 925 billion, could be in shared autonomous electric cars. Adoption of these vehicles will start in the early 2020s in cities with populations over 1 million people. And by 2030, over 5 million conventional cars will be replaced by 4.7 million autonomous EVs. The combination of ride-sharing, autonomy, and electric vehicle technology will drastically reduce the cost to travel. According to the study, by using these new vehicles, a typical resident in Chicago could cut travel costs from $1.20 a mile to just 50 cents per mile, and that would save that person more than $7,000 a year. While this is good news for the average person, this poses a big problem to the auto industry's business model, and it will open it up to new competitors. Speaking of self-driving cars, Cadillac revealed that the 2018 CT6 will be available with its semi-autonomous Super Cruise technology. The system uses LiDAR map data combined with cameras, sensors, and GPS to provide hands-free driving. In addition to that, it features a driver attention system to make sure the driver is paying attention while Super Cruise is engaged. It uses a camera and infrared light to monitor the head position of the driver. And if it detects the driver is distracted, it triggers alerts to get their attention back. The Super Cruise system will be available in the U.S. and Canada starting this fall. SUVs and crossovers have been eating into sedan sales over the last few years, and Ford expects that trend to continue. It estimates that SUVs will account for over 45% of the non-luxury market during the next 5 to 7 years. And that's why it just came out with a mild update of the Explorer. Its styling has been refreshed, and it's available with a number of new safety and connectivity features. The 2018 Explorer goes on sale this fall. And in related news, Audi revealed it's expanding its Q lineup of SUVs. The Q8 goes into production next year and will be produced in Slovakia. And the Q4, which will slot between the Q3 and 5, kicks off production in 2019 in Hungary. We'll be back with more news right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Lexus debuted the new LS500 in Detroit, then came the hybrid version in Geneva, and now we're getting the F-Sport treatment ahead of New York. Exterior touches that give it all away include 20-inch wheels, bigger brake calipers, a slightly reworked grille, larger side intakes, and unique rocker panels and trunk moldings. The interior gets more seat support, F-Sport steering wheel, brushed aluminum trim, and a perforated shift lever. While the F-Sport treatment can be applied to either a gas or hybrid model, only the gas version will be available with Lexus's dynamic handling package. The new LS500 goes on sale early next year. And speaking of sporty packages, to celebrate 65 years of Corvette, Chevy is offering a Carbon 65 edition of the sports car. Limited to just 650 units worldwide, the package includes unique fender stripes and door graphics, black wheels, blue calipers, suede wrapped interior with blue stitching, and carbon fiber on the ground effects, hood section, roof or tonneau inserts, spoiler, quarter intake ducts, and the steering wheel. there are even more unique touches, and in all, the package is going to cost $15,000. It will be available later this summer. And hey, you're not going to want to miss our coverage of the New York International Auto Show. John will be running around the show floor checking out all the latest reveals and interviewing the key people that make it all happen. It all starts tomorrow on our website and YouTube channel. Coming up next, Jeep takes to Craigslist to help celebrate 25 years of Grand Cherokee.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The other day, we featured one of the concepts Jeep took to the Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, Utah. Now let's take a look at another. Since the Grand Cherokee celebrates 25 years this year, Jeep wanted to rediscover where the vehicle started. So the design team went on Craigslist and purchased a 1993 example. It was then brought back to the studio and turned into what you see here, what Jeep calls the Grand One. One of the first things you notice up front, if you count all those slots, there's actually 8 slots up there. It wasn't until 1996 that they got really hardcore about making sure every single Jeep had a 7-slot grille. We're going to go down here. You'll notice that they've installed Dana 44 axles, front and rear, on this thing. It's got a 2-inch lift kit on it, 33-inch tires. They've actually extended the wheelbase of the car to help fit the wheels and tires and the axles. The fronts have been pushed forwards, and the rears have been pushed back. But just overall, kind of really cool. Another subtle touch you'll notice on the outside is, one thing I'll note, almost every designer I've ever talked to hates wood grain paneling. It's just one of those things that they just can't stand. But this vehicle does have it as a throwback to an option that you could get on these Grand Cherokees back in the day. But as Mark Allen, the head of Jeep Design, put it, it was the least committed wood paneling that they could do on this vehicle. And if we get close here, you can see it's just a very subtle pattern on this decal here. And when you back away, it almost just kind of blends into the car. Now let's move to the inside, and you're going to see a 1990s interior in all its glory. The gauges clearly remember a phone integrated into the car there. They've even got a Game Boy sitting on the back seat. Another little cool touch that they did with this thing is they've got a flannel roof liner on this. And another thing to note is when they first got this, they noticed the size of it. Obviously, the Grand Cherokee was the big vehicle in the lineup at the time, but now it's actually nearly the same size as a Jeep Compass that you can get today. Pretty funny. You know, I think Jeep always knocks these Moab concepts out of the park, and it just looks like their designers are having so much fun. And if you'd like to learn more about Jeep design, check out a recent Autoline After Hours we did with Mark Allen, the head of design for the brand. There's a lot of great info in that show. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.